this year in particular, three of our prominent high schools have called us just to thank us for the kind of program that we offer our students and how the students that have returned to the institution have improved. At one point, the Ministry of Education sent a guidance counselor for us to help with ideas from our program so they can actually implement it in their regular guidance counseling program.
That's senior social worker Vashti McIrwin-Graham. She's also the administrator of the Family Court Attendance Center. The institution is a non-residential training center that grew out of the need to provide emotional, behavioral treatment and educational interventions for young people who find it difficult to fit into the former school system. Stay with us for the next few minutes as we tell you more about the center and the rehabilitative intervention process designed to help mold students into healthy, productive citizens. I'm Anjui James-Sawyers. The Family Court Attendance Center is an agency of the Ministry of Justice that offers a multifaceted program for young people 12 to 17 years old who find it challenging to adapt to psychosocial environmental situations in the former school system.
It caters to the needs of children, adolescents, and families. Our program of activities have provided a sense of empowerment that has nurtured the coping skills of students and families, built their confidence level and success and development in the social realm.
The enrollment of students takes place through referrals from different agencies. The center also conducts parenting workshops to help parents and children build communication skills and strengthen their relationships.
I am proud to say that since the inception of this program, we have graduated approximately 25 parents who were successful in mathematics and English language and have received a school leaving certificate with their children.
Once the children enter the institution, they are given a diagnostic psychosocial assessment, which is used to identify their mental status and current level of functioning.
The children referred to the center, they are usually exposed to violence or would have come in contact with some problem with the law, and because of the anxiety and traumatic events that they would have been exposed to, this would affect the classroom and everyday functioning of these children. Hence, the need to address the student family emotional needs.
After the assessment, students are streamlined and put into one of three educational groups: special education developmental, primary, or secondary. The multifaceted program encompasses academics, counseling, skills training, and regular educational system placing. Skills training areas include carpentry, needlework, and housekeeping.
The programs, they have been put in place as a means of equipping the students with practical skills for the job market. And it allows for those children who are unable to meet the educational qualification at heart to obtain a skill.
Students who demonstrate modified behavior patterns are reintroduced into the high school system. Others are assisted in gaining entry into agencies such as HeartTrust NTA and the National Youth Service Program.
We have, on an average, replaced 50 students annually back into the regular or normal school system and other structured skills training programs.
Senior social worker and administrator at the Family Court Attendance Center, Vashti McIrwin-Graham. After graduation, the center continues to work with the schools and provide counseling interventions for its students until they are fully resettled into the former school system. The Family Court Attendance Center, which was formerly located at 79 Duke Street and shared offices with the Kingston Coroner's Court, is now temporarily situated at the St. Andrew Scotskirk United Church in downtown Kingston. The institution continues to maintain a balance with accomplishing the academic goals of the students and meeting their social and emotional needs so that they will be able to effectively manage challenges and stressors at different levels. This as a means to mold the students into healthy and productive children and build a stronger nation.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.